We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So what are you doing? Trying to play something lame?
Yeah, I couldn't find a song that had
no, it's actually, I was everybody trying to think. I was trying to think in my head. Actually, you're dressed.
Don't you start today. I'm ready.
Because even when my wife and I got married, we said no line dances, none of this nonsense.
Right foot, left stomp, though, huh? Left foot, left stomp. Hands on your knees, hands on your knees.
That's lame, man.
The code word for this hour is...
Turn it out.
Lame.
One
and
time.
I didn't know.
Take it back now, y'all.
I didn't know what Valero was going to choose. We try to have a musical indicator to what the code word is, and this is lame.
This is cultural.
Time for your chance to win $1,000. It's the 560 WQAM Training Camp 12 a days. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word lame. L-A-M-E. Text it to 72881
Chris
and you are registered. Text it to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at the top of the next hour, about 3 o'clock. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive.
Cha-cha slide. Step in the name of love. Electric slide. Those are at all black parties.
And they're lame.
I don't know. I don't think so.
What about the Cupid Shuffle?
Cupid Shuffle, we got that too. But you got to crank it up if you got that too. This isn't lame. I don't like this.
I'll tell you what you get at white weddings, white bar mitzvahs. You got that chicken dance back there.
And y'all love that damn Macarena.
Oh, you give me that Macarena. Hey, Macarena. Yeah, here you go. Please welcome Billy Rosenstein. If we could get all the aunts and uncles out.
This is lamer than the Cupid Shuffle or Step in the Name of Love.
They're all lame.
But come on, listen to this. They don't have no bass. There's no bass in this song. Look at you. You wiggling too. I don't think so. You gotta have the songs that make people dance that don't usually dance. You gotta have them.
Oh, here you go.
I have no problem with this one.
Coming to the floor for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. Eric Valero. If all their friends can come on out and join them in the Macarena.
All of these songs are gonna make the Valero wedding list. I'm guaranteeing that.
Oh, I guarantee you.
The Macarena? No.
I know that
come on.
Juan and Mara, they love the Macarena. I know it.
Maybe the electric slide. I'll put that one.
Oh, that one gotta come out. That's a guarantee. You're not even married. Your marriage is annulled if you don't play
maybe
that.
Maybe the Cupid Shuffle as well. And maybe Cha-Cha Slide.
The only
I'm more black than I know it.
The only good shuffle is the Super Bowl shuffle. I think we can all agree on that. That's a great line dance right there.
Y'all play that at your parties?
I would.
Goodness.
In Chicago.
I'm leaving immediately.
You can't go wrong with the Super Bowl shuffle.
Come on, baby, let's go. Get the kids. playing the Super Bowl shuffle.
It's like when you see Kirkland chips and Kirkland wine. Yeah, there it is. Here come the Hockmans. Woo! We're the Hockman shuffling crew. Breaking it down just for you.
Yeah, this makes no rotation.
I think Willie Gault would disagree with you.
Willie's too old to disagree with me right now.
Willie
got to see me.
Today is a game day. And I'm not talking about the Dolphins. I'm talking about you, school.
Yeah.
Today is a game day. Channing Crowder, who has made his first foray into high school football coaching. We've all lived it through him, through the radio program. He has his coaching debut tonight against Heritage. which is Aronde Gadsden's team.
Yeah, Pat's over there.
Pat Surtain is on the coaching staff.
Daryl Porter. It's a bunch of old Dolphins over there.
And Heritage is always great. That's where Mike Rumpf came from.
Yeah, that's what y'all think.
Mike Rumpf is now coaching at the U, but he was coaching at, he was the head coach at Heritage.
Yeah, yeah.
Channing, and I'm guessing we're going to have to tweet this. No, he is dressed in coaching regalia. I'm not even lying.
I got my Dickies on.
He's got blue Dickies on. He's got as close to New Balance shoes with white socks as one could get. I'm so disappointed you didn't break out New Balance shoes.
Oh, I should have got some Nike Monarchs.
You are those Nike Monarchs?
Yeah, the white ugly ones.
I own Nike Monarchs.
So the Monarchs.
Yeah. About, I knew I liked those shoes.
About $39.
His shirt. His U school shirt is tucked into the blue Dickies.
And no hang. Pick your arms up. No hang.
No hang. Mm-mm. No hang. No blousing of the shirt.
I'm showing off navel.
The belt is like one of those loopy weave belts.
Yeah.
That was super popular in the 1998s.
I'm ready to go, baby.
He is decked out.
Double socks. I got double socks on.
And then he was doing like coaching poses for me before the show began. Like,
come on, Jalen. Penetrate! I'm going to yell all kind of crazy stuff tonight. All I get to do is yell.
His coaching debut. So what time is your game?
7:30.
And where is it at?
Heritage.
So you guys start on
the road.
Why
you look over here like that? Don't worry about that, man. A field's a field. 52.3 and I think it's 53.3. Something like that. I don't know how wide it is, but we're going to get all over it.
You're like Coach Hines from Mad TV.
I'm not worried about Hines and Coach and Mad TV. I don't even watch stuff like that. I watch game. I watch ready. I'm ready to go. Come on, Jalen. Penetrate.
Is your team ready to go?
Oh, they've been ready.
We're rooting for you. If someone was setting a line on tonight's game, what do you think the line would be? Heritage by 6?
Pick it.
I'm picking it.
I'm going to have a picket line on y'all.
I'm going to say what? Heritage by 6.5?
Yeah, it seems about right.
Probably more. How many state championships do they have?
Oh, they got a bunch. I think 3 out of the last 4. They lost a bunch of players. We have about 61 guys. Don't sleep on U school now.
We're rooting for you, man.
Don't act. No. I don't want to get treated like the little short kid in the basketball game.
I'm rooting for you.
Give Timmy the ball. Let him shoot it from outside.
I
don't need that. It's two grown men going against each other. Let's see what happens. It's a pick 'em. I'm rooting for you. Oh, that'd be great. Yeah,
good luck tonight, man.
Yeah, like, get a moral victory. I don't believe in no moral victory. Moral my ass, moral victory.
Do you want us to go out there with some signs?
Come on out there.
Have a little fun.
Come on out there and see this funk.
Okay.
Just remember why you're out there to have fun.
Fun. Yeah, fun until that scoreboard gets bad. And it's about winning.
Oh, these poor kids. These poor kids.
You're a man at 13. Tighten up.
Channing Crowder's coaching debut tonight.
Come on, Jalen. Penetrate.
Let's go, U school. Do you even have a guy named Jalen on the team?
He's my dog. He's my nose guard. Right. Yeah, he's hell now. He led Broward and Dade County in sacks last year.
Aronde Gadsden, Pat Surtain, trying to get in your head at all? You getting any texts from them? Or they're on Zero Dark 30?
There is a friendly banter between this is new. I'm 3 months in. You just said I just started this year. I'm right at 3 months in. But there is a crap talking that goes amongst these high school coaches. I am learning.
And then you got to have your guys go out and back up your.
And that's the part. But I went over there this morning. Come on, Jalen, penetrate.
Aronde texted me. He goes, I don't know about this year. Pat gave all the players this, and he sent me a text, and it's Kirkland protein bars. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, boy, they in trouble. We had catered pregame. Boy, they in trouble. They eating protein shakes for pregame? They better get some protein in them, some steak.
Got a couple of games tonight that should have people's interest. Heritage and U school, and then Dolphins and Panthers. People are texting in by a couple things. People were texting in all day yesterday. Where's Rob Pizzola? Our professional sports gambler always joins us on Thursdays. He wasn't there yesterday. He's missed the last couple weeks. He had a funeral yesterday, and he's going to take today off. So we'll start up next week again with Rob Pizzola. That's why he's been gone. A lot of people texting in, is there a Dolphins pregame show today, or are you guys doing the regular show? There is a pregame show today. This is an abbreviated Hockman and Crowder at 3:30. A little bit over an hour from now, we will hand the reins over to Chris Whittingham and...
What coach are you?
How about go to hell, coach?
The go to hell coach.
Come on, Mark. Penetrate. I said, come in your bedroom and yell that. Come on, Mark. Penetrate.
I'm trying, coach.
It'll be a short coaching debut. What are you coaching in? Defensive backs?
The front seven.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Linebackers, linemen. Violent positions. Like I told the parents. They said, I stood up. I said, Coach Crowder, defensive assistant, I'm going to teach your kids violence.
Yeah, that's not
You know what? I got some funny faces when I said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're a little pushback on that.
Well, I'm trying to get the parents ready, too. Come on, Miss Jalen. Penetrate.
So you're pretty much telegraphing to Pat and Ronde, shut down one guy.
Good luck. Good luck.
Because it doesn't sound like you have another name in the holster.
Come on, Rhino. Penetrate. Got CJ, boy, we loaded up. Emil's a freshman All-American. 107 tackles, 2 interceptions, 2 touchdowns. Right. Oh, my goodness, we ready to go. Woo!
So, Coach Crowder and Chris Whittingham at 3:30 this afternoon get you ready for the Dolphins game. And then Crowder's going to leave early because he's got his coaching debut.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you leave, what, about 5, 5:30?
Soon as I can sneak out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to trick Chris. So, Crowder, when you leaving? Right now.
It's
3:48.
We have a thing we always do on the pregame show. I do the next segment from my car.
Chris might ride with it.
He's like, huh? Really? Okay.
Yeah, you might want me not talking to him.
Never know. I'm thinking about, speaking of Rob Pizzola, I'm thinking about betting the Dolphins game tonight. I mean, it's playing a scratch-off ticket. I mean, you know what I mean? I think they're getting 3. I think they're 3-point underdogs, and I think the over-under is like around 43 or 46. I got to look it up.
Like the under.
You like the under?
I just, this Pats defense, they're based around defense. Ron Rivera, like, they're a run team. This is, you know what, honestly.
But you're getting down to like, third, fourth string.
The way they play is very Tennessee Titan-ish. Our first game, the Dolphins open with the Tennessee Titans. They're a run team. They were number 4 in the run last year. They're going to run. Christian McCaffrey's there. They added C.J. Anderson. Cam Newton, remember what he did to us last time we played him? He embarrassed us. I think he had a 60-yard run.
But, I mean, will he play a series?
Yes.
Did you see Aaron Rodgers' series last night? One series, you know, like 80 yards, 2 passes, touchdown.
That's the funny thing.
It's so ridiculous.
Aaron Rodgers, and Brady's in those first series. They just walk down the field and score.
It's crazy. It's crazy the difference between the elite and the rest of the league.
That's what people ask me. How did Ryan look? He looked healthy. If you're comparing him to Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers,
I can't give you that,
but he looked healthy. He looked Ryan. He was Ryan.
All right, well, we're going to look at some of the lines. I have a shocking opinion. Not mine. A shocking opinion from the interwebs on the Dolphins quarterback situation.
Some hater.
Get to that in a moment. I want to talk about BNT services. Crowder and I were out last night. It was an event, an Entercom event, and it was for employees and advertisers. We were in Wynwood. We had a great time. And I introduced you to the guys from BNT services.
Men's men. I liked them.
We had a good time with them. It was Brett is the B.
Yeah.
Tom is the T. And Chris is the N, but he's really just the marketing guy. But
They messed over Chris. They came with a C.
I don't think he was there when they originally started everything. So people ask me all the time. I was telling them this last night. They go, you talk about BNT services on the radio every day. Do you really use them? Did you have impact windows and doors installed? I did. Yes, I am not lying. And as I was effusive in my praise to them last night, it's the same way that I am on the radio. I am so happy with everything they did. And we're in hurricane season now. I think Ernesto is floating around out there somewhere. I don't think it's going to pose
it's going east.
A threat to us. But Irma last year, you say those 4 letters, Irma, IRMA, that strikes fear into people. It did my wife and me. That's why we got the impact windows and doors, why we actually decided to do it, protect our home and our possessions and our family. We called BNT services. Brett and Tom, BNT, came out to the house. They helped us pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors. If you've been thinking about impact windows and doors for your house, call them right now.
Tell them. Hawk and Crowder were just talking about them on the radio. BNT Services specializes in impact windows and doors with over 25 years of experience. Their staff can help you pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors, so don't wait another day. Call them 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. By the way, BNT Services is looking for qualified, reliable talent to install PGT custom windows and doors for all their customers in the Tri-County area. So if you're interested, you can submit your resume via email at apply@bntjobs.com. That's apply@bntjobs.com. Start your new career today with BNT Services. Radio.com.
You ready, Cole?
Ready.
You ready, Cole? Woo! People all over South Florida are excited for your coaching debut tonight. Falero has tweeted out a picture of Coach Channing Crowder.
Why you giggle?
What'd
you
I say?
Coach Channing Crowder. Don't say that. Just let's give me some respect. Put some respect on my name.
Cole Crowder. You want to see the picture of him and his blue Dickies?
When's the last time you wore Dickies?
These aren't real Dickies, man. These are coaching pants. They look very Dickie-ish, but they're coaching pants.
That they do. And he's got the sneakers, the Monarchs. he's got a look working, man.
These are Air Max.
And if you ever want to get an idea when I talk about this radio studio being the dying Apollo 13 space capsule, just look at the ceiling tiles above Crowder. Just, Valero, we're just numb to it.
We are numb to it. I never noticed
but
that.
But I'm looking at that right now. I mean, honestly, I mean, that's unbelievable.
Who's peeing on the roof to make it drip through the tiles?
I mean, that's crazy. Like, what is happening here?
He just come on in and work.
So check it on Twitter, at Eric Falero, E-R-I-C-K. F-A-L-E-R-O. I know you're going to have plenty of Dolphins talk starting at 3:30 because we've got the Dolphins pregame show, you and Chris Whittingham for the first couple hours, and then Troy Stratford coming in to replace you when you go off to coach.
Yeah, at the Audible, right in the middle of the show.
With Kim Bocamper.
And after that, when we return, it'll be Troy.
The Big Lead, I don't know if you ever visit that website. I think it's a pretty good sports website. They ranked the 9 worst quarterback situations in the NFL.
The Dolphins have the onus for you to bring it up.
The Dolphins are the worst. The worst quarterback situation in the NFL. According to the Big Lead, let me just tell you what they wrote.
This is what upsets me. 1 year off, or 20 games, a year and 4 games, and now Ryan Tannehill is worse than any other quarterback in the world.
But he wasn't that great even when he was healthy. But that's the part that you keep conveniently forgetting.
Why did other people come back from knee injuries?
This isn't Aaron Rodgers returning.
Eric Berry comes back. AP comes back.
It's not Tom Brady after a year away. This is Ryan Tannehill after a year away. No offense.
He wasn't the worst quarterback when he hurt his knee. He was right in that mid-tier between 12 and 20. So now he hurts his knee like another 2 dozen guys a year, and when he comes back, he's worse than everybody. This is what upsets me about everybody's evaluation of Ryan Tannehill.
Here's what the Big Lead writes. Number one, worst quarterback situation in the league, Miami Dolphins. The quarterbacks are Ryan Tannehill, Brock Osweiler, David Fales, Bryce Petty. There's a lovely coincidence in this group. One of their players is named Fales. Too much? Sorry. Tannehill is coming off an ACL injury, and he wasn't all that good before suffering the season ender.
Hey, go to hell.
He has never thrown fewer than 12 interceptions with fewer than 4 fumbles in a single season. And on the flip side, his career high in touchdowns is 27. He is, at best, an average quarterback with little to show for his 5 NFL seasons. He hasn't done much to show the Dolphins that they should commit to him when his contract expires in 2020. But Miami will also have trouble moving on from him anytime sooner with his contract and so much money guaranteed. The rest of the group are proven failures. And in the case of Osweiler, he's done so time and time again. Just like every other group in the NFL right now, they're not completely hopeless
but there's not much room for optimism this year or in years to come.
Actually, I'm not that upset because I'm with them with the backup situation. Like, I was not a fan of Osweiler coming in here.
It's the situation that they're talking about, the quarterback situation in total.
But my thing is that I believe, and would Tannehill drag Osweiler and Fails up to the 10th best? No. But to say it's the worst situation.
It's a pretty bad situation because I was thinking about this, and knock on wood, like, I hope this doesn't happen. Let's say he gets injured in the preseason.
We're screwed.
Don't you feel the same way you did last season where it's like, ooh, we got to go find a quarterback?
Yes, we have to.
Because you wouldn't want to turn the team over to David Fales or Brock Osweiler.
And Teddy Bridgewater didn't look bad last night.
He didn't look bad last night.
That's what we have to worry
They've
about.
Got an interesting situation in New York.
Yeah.
Because Sam Darnold is their quarterback of the future. There's no question. But if you could get a good year out of Teddy Bridgewater and let Sam Darnold ride the bench. I was watching Get Up this morning and they were saying the only danger there is Todd Bowles is coaching for his job. So he's got to put up wins somewhere. Let's say he starts with Teddy Bridgewater. You know, if they go 3-5, he then has to go to Sam Darnold to say, hey, look, we're making this change, and now you've got to give me a full season next season or whatever. But Teddy Bridgewater looked all right.
If he starts Sam Darnold, there's no pressure on his job. It's just a maturation year. Hey, get the young guy in. Let him learn on the run. Like, there's
no
expectations.
You could damage Sam Darnold, though.
And that would be the thought. But I know back in the 90s we used to do that. And a lot of teams did it. They set, like, Steve Young set. Steve Young set for years with Montana. They're like, people sit back at, like, in the early before.
Ryan Tannehill was supposed to sit. Remember, it was supposed to be David Garrard.
He tore his knee up jet skiing or something. Yeah, so that's what you think. But nowadays, it seems like you throw guys in and are you worried about them being hurt or injured or mentally frustrated by it? Because you threw RG3 in and he was the rookie of the year. Awesome quarterback, pro bowler. And then he fell off the map.
Like Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz balled out.
Jared Goff wasn't horrible, and then he got a lot better year two.
You know what? Jared Goff's a great example of like what Sam Darnold could do. Because Jared Goff, I didn't have much hope in him 2 years ago. Then last year, he ended up figuring it out. So if you start a rookie, you have that 1 year like the Rams did where, hey, start Goff, let's see what he got. Bench him, you know, well, not bench him, but sit him and let him learn and then bring him in, and he's not impressive, and then he kind of learns. If they get Sam Darnold in the game, there's no expectations. It's just letting the rookie play. But now who do you get rid of, Josh McCown or Teddy Bridgewater? Because McCown's a 7-1, 6-7-1 quarterback. You put a team around him. Bridgewater might get you double digits. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where do you go? Bridgewater first, and then Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold backed up by Bridgewater. The Jets have a very interesting situation.
It's an interesting situation. You're not going to get anything for Josh McCown. You do have an asset in Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, and so third rounder, like, second, you'll get a pick.
It's they're in an interesting situation.
And if Tannehill, knock on every wood, knock on wood if you got wood around you. If Tannehill was to get hurt, we need to go talk to the Jets.
I mean, that would be number one, right? Bring Teddy Bridgewater home.
Oh, and he's from South Florida. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Come on.
He's always smiling out there. I liked watching Bridgewater. I watched him. It was a replay today. I watched him at lunch.
These are some of the comments on Twitter from Eric Falero's post of you in your coach's outfit. Crowder, them people got you looking like a damn fool.
Who said that?
Black dude.
That's his name?
Somebody tweets, nerd alert.
Why y'all talking like that about me?
Somebody tweets, look like he going to snitch on somebody.
Tell on somebody right damn now. Balls, he ain't working. Oh, I'm telling on kids tonight.
Balls,
he ain't working. Oh, yeah, man, I snap. Come on out, man. You'll see me snap. I snap. You know what it is? It's interesting, though. Because as the game is closer, you know, I'm talking trash. That's what I do. That's what I did when I played. But it's a different thing depending on you having no physical presence on the outcome of a game. It's a new twist.
You're
going
to experience something new, totally new, because you're going to, you know, you're going into battle, and so you're going to be mouthy, but you have nothing to do with the battle. In fact, that's probably one of the reasons. Was it Joey Porter in that Steelers playoff game that ran on the field? And it was like, what are you doing, man? You're a coach. But he was experiencing something that he was not used to, which is we got a battle and a kerfuffle and we got stuff going on. And I'm sitting here with headphones on?
No, I got to get out there. Yeah. Oh, they were to fight? Oh, I'm headed out there.
Remember, it was Lamar Thomas. Wasn't it in that Miami FIU game?
The crazy fight.
And he was saying, we ready. He was
calling the game or something.
He was calling the game on the radio. Yes. And he was ready to fight.
It's a different experience. Because, you know, you watch a little film and stuff. You're like, okay, yeah, they're getting this set. You know, they're running here. And you can tell them they're running here. But I can't go and hit that damn fullback like I would like to. I got to depend on somebody else to go hit that damn fullback and try to break his face mask. It's a different feeling.
Lamar Thomas was calling the game on TV. He was an analyst. He said, quote, "Now that's what I'm talking about. You come into our house, you should get your behind kicked. You don't come into the Orange Bowl playing that stuff. You're across the ocean over there. You're across the city. You can't come over to our place talking noise like that. You'll get your butt beat. I was about to go down the elevator to get in that thing."
All right, but he said it, the way that he said it, though, like you read it like dictionary.com, so it was like there was no juice to what you were saying. So, but when Lamar Thomas, I remember.
How do you want me to say it?
No.
Merriam-Webster.
Just,
Merriam's fine.
Merriam is bad.
Did we find out that Merriam are two brothers?
Yeah, they're attractive, though. One of them's thick.
Now, I remember that Lamar Thomas thing, though. It sounded great. Like, it was so soaked in UM swagger. But he was experiencing, you know, I'm just a broadcaster. Like, what do I do from up here?
But as, like, OG points across the field at me, like, I really can't run out there and jump on you, OG. Like, I have to send my troops to do it.
OG ain't looking to jump on anybody either.
I know where to hang out after the game. If they talk too much trash, I'm headed over there.
Man,
crowd, are you going to try to stuff?
That's right. I've got two really limited impersonations. Aronde Gadsden. Man. It's dead on.
You get him on the head.
And then James Earl Jones in Field of Dreams saying the word baseball. Baseball.
It's been baseball.
Baseball.
Nothing like it.
I mean, exact.
No. It's been baseball.
Baseball.
I don't think you can get that deep.
I just did.
It's been baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah, you can't
get
that
rasp.
Deep.
You have more rasp than depth.
No, I've got it. It's dead on.
More,
and then
more depth than
my Aronde Gadsden. Man. I'm telling you.
You sound like Adam Gase saying baseball.
Baseball.
It was a little bit
of Aronde there at the beginning.
It's been baseball.
Baseball. Yeah, it's dead on. I'll tell you more about the big lead quarterback situation rankings here in a moment. Abbreviated show today. We've got about an hour left, and then Dolphins pregame. Get you ready for Dolphins and Panthers tonight. You'll hear it on this very radio station.
How about an encore?
Encore.
That was good, Crowder.
That was good?
Oh,
that was way better than his, wasn't it? Buick
way better.
Encore.
To you.
Guys, you got to check out the Encore. Down at your South Florida Buick GMC dealers. Get down there. If you're looking for a car, if you're not happy with your car, whatever's going on with your driving situation, get down to one of your South Florida Buick GMC dealers and check out the 2018 lineup. They are beautiful. The Encore, the Enclave, the Envision, the LaCrosse, the Regal, the big truck, all the way down to the car. You have it set at Buick. When you want to get somewhere, where do you want to get there? First off, you want to get from point A to point B. That's the number one thing. And when you get down to your Buick GMC dealer, do me a favor and check out the Buick Encore. The performance of the Buick Encore, this compact SUV, it looks athletic. It's a very sleek car, and it performs athletic as well. When you want to get from point A to point B, what about all-wheel drive? What about direct fuel injection? What about the start and stop technology that saves you gas? You got to check out this Encore. It's beautiful, and it performs like an athlete. We're talking about football today. This is an athletic car, guys, and it has all the storage space you can need and the comfort. You want to get there, but you want to get there comfortably. What about all the technology for your comfort, for your passenger's comfort, for your spouse's comfort, for your kid's comfort, 4G Wi-Fi, Apple CarPlay, Sirius XM radio, so you can get there. You won't even know how long you've been in the car. And finally, when you want to get comfortably and get somewhere safe, that's what I'm about. I have a 6 and a 5 year old. I'm married. I have to know when I'm at work, when I'm out of town, I have to know my family's safe. And with the Buick Encore, you have a 5-star safety rating, front collision alert, blind spot alert, and lane departure warning. Those last couple, they're for the other people around you. You can be a great driver, but there's some dummies out there on the road, and the Encore warns you about them. They are dummy proof services for the alert on the Encore. Everything you need for that peace of mind on the road. I've fallen in love with the 2018 lineup of Buick. The Encore, go check it out. The Enclave, the Envision, the LaCrosse, the Regal. Get out to one of your South Florida Buick GMC dealers right now and do yourself a favor. Test drive that Encore.
Radio.com.
I'm going to let you and your little tweeples get your little jokes off on my outfit. So I'm going to let this happen. I'm going to just let you know. It's not going to happen every week, but I'm going to let it happen this first week.
So everyone at U school is dressed that way? That's like standard uniform for the coaches?
Yeah, we got a fire-ass jacket, too, but it's too hot to put on.
Jacket?
Yeah, we got a jacket that matches the pants.
You guys playing somewhere in December in the Midwest?
Man, it's like a little windbreaker, maybe a little rain, you know? We're prepared. We're U school.
Larry Bluestein Blue texted me. He'll be at your game tonight. He's going to send me some pictures of you on the sideline coaching. I can't wait.
Should I try to be cool or should I just dive all into it?
It's your first game as a coach. Just be cool a little bit. You don't need to be Vince Lombardi. And allow your head coach to kind of take the lead.
Honestly, it's funny you say that. My biggest fear tonight is to get a penalty. Yeah. Like myself, if I get a personal foul, that would be the worst thing ever.
How could you possibly even thinking that you might get a penalty?
Because from the sideline, my players might not be able to hear me, so I might need to walk out to the hash, to the numbers.
No, stay on the sideline, relax.
Relax, huh?
Use the hand signals.
I know, but it's just, they're so far away. Come on, Emil. Penetrate. But I yell most of the time. Penetrate.
Oh, my goodness.
Gotta destroy a play, man. Make something. Don't let it come to you. Go make something happen. Go take that cookie. Don't just wait for the cookie. Take the cookie.
We have Crowder's speech, don't we, that he gave to his teammates. It sounds nothing like that. He was.
Yeah, I can't use this one with the 14-year-old.
Crowder was out on the field. This is before a Dolphins-Patriots game. Crowder's all suited up, number 52. He's raring to go. And
about a Viking and a half, but Toradol.
Here's the things that you need to listen
line,
for.
Red line, Red Bull.
Here's the things you need to listen for. He is going to try to motivate his teammates. It does not work. It is met with silence.
I don't know.
And then what does he yell where it is? Something on three. What was it?
It was F them on three. But then they can't show that everybody said F them. So they had to blank that out. And at the end,
I can tell when something's blanked out.
It
was just silence. It was, here's Crowder in his pregame speech to his teammates.
One, two, three, and then there's nothing there.
And what I've also realized for the first time, is the team is pretty amped up before he starts, right? Because they're in unison, ready. They need someone to get in there, and then you come in there. I mean, it's just nonsense. I hate these. Let's get them on three. One, two, three, and there is dead silence.
I was excited.
It was terrible.
I'm jacked up even hearing myself.
Give him any context. Y'all should hate these mother bleepers.
Yes.
Well, tell us why,
man,
coach.
All these people kissing their butt all the time. It ain't nothing. They put their drawers on the same way you put your drawers on. Do they put their drawers on backwards? No. Ass in the ass, crotch in the crotch. Go out here and jump on somebody.
Does anybody want to bet this Dolphins-Panthers game tonight with me?
No, man.
Really? You don't want to just have a little fun? I'm going to watch the game. I want to watch the game. Last week's game, I was at the Imagine Dragons concert, so I didn't watch it till Friday morning. I want to go home. I want to watch tonight's Dolphins game.
Okay, I'm in. Convince me, man.
I can't bet this game.
Come on.
Because at the end, I don't even know who the quarterback's going to be for the Panthers in the fourth quarter.
Right. Who's it going to be for the Dolphins? It'll be Fales and Osweiler? Does Bryce Petty get
a
little play?
Bryce Petty might get some play, right?
Petty got to get some run. Yeah, like even that, where we don't
who's
even
the
know
Panthers?
Who's playing.
Who's on the Panthers quarterback carousel?
Mm. Beats me.
But there's so much more to it than just that.
But even that,
this is a scratch-off lottery ticket.
It really is. You don't know what's going to. You're just betting. You know what you're honestly betting on if you bet a preseason game? Which coach wants to win? Because some coaches be like, I don't care. What if we bet the Dolphins and they could tie it and they go by two? They
and
go for
it's,
two.
It's fourth and eight at the 12.
And they're just like,
and
why
not,
would we go
into? And they're not
going
to tie it, by the way. They would go for it. They would try to win.
Yeah, so now they'd lose it. So now we could have went to overtime to win. No, man, don't. No, no. You're not talking me into this.
Garrett Gilbert is their backup quarterback.
Who?
Yeah, I don't
Taylor
know about him.
Heineke?
And like Heineken. Tater? I like him.
Taylor.
Oh, is it Tater?
Tater Tot? No, Taylor Heineken. Heineke and
Tater
Kyle
Heineken.
Allen. That's the
name. Wow, they've got a...
It's not as bad as the Dolphins' depth chart because they're 32nd in the league.
Actually, I want to see what the big lead says about the... Let's see. So the big lead has the Dolphins as the worst quarterback situation in the league. Number two, and understand number two is the second worst, is the Cincinnati Bengals. Andy Dalton, Matt Barkley, Jeff Driscoll?
He's still
in
the league.
Are you bleeping kidding me? And Logan Woodside. That's crazy to me. Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job and Jeff Driscoll does?
That's a whole different conversation.
Number three worst, the Broncos, Case Keenum, Chad Kelly, Paxton Lynch.
That's ugly.
That's bad.
Yeah. So Keenum flat out better than Tannehill. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, he was last year, wasn't he? Wasn't he? Didn't he have some game? I mean,
he
had to have been better last year.
But he was
Tannehill.
The Vikings defense was a monster.
No, but he didn't play bad. He was better than half the quarterbacks.
I'm just saying where Tannehill hurts his knee and now Case Keenum is just better than him. All of a sudden, Case Keenum is better than Tannehill.
This one's interesting. Number fourth worst quarterback situation in the NFL, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jameis Winston, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ryan Griffin, Austin Allen. And I get what they're saying there, which is you no longer can go into a single season counting on Jameis Winston to be there 16 games.
No.
Just too many problems.
I'm interested if they lock Jameis back in. Because he's about to be up. He's about to have to get one of those big $100 million deals.
One of those guys, though, that if you decide not to gamble on him, he could go be a Pro Bowler for five seasons somewhere. Yep. And you go, how did we let that guy go?
And no exaggeration, no Hawk. No exaggeration. 5 years from today, Jameis Winston is in the same conversation as Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. And those, like, Jameis is the next great, or Jameis is in jail. Would you be surprised by either way?
Either one. And so few people have that far to go on the spectrum either side. And yeah, I think you're right.
Do you gamble on that?
I don't know.
Because he still hasn't fixed his demons. I honestly think it's mind-altering substances. I don't see somebody with a sound, unaltered mind walking into Publix and just stealing crab legs. I don't see a sound, unaltered mind doing what the report said he did to that Uber driver. I can see him having a substance abuse problem, and is that ever going to end? Because it's been going on now for going on 10 years. We've had Jameis Winston off-the-field issues.
Number five worst quarterback situation, Buffalo Bills. A.J. McCarron, Nathan Peterman, Josh Allen. That's pretty bad.
Better than the Dolphins, though, huh?
Yeah, they should be number one.
I don't think so.
Better than the Dolphins. No.
Josh Allen was taking a top 10 pick.
Yeah, Josh Allen, Wyoming.
Hey, when you take a quarterback in the top 10 pick, I'm sorry, but there's some hope. Like, you can't let Jalen Ramsey take away your hope from Josh Allen. Sorry.
77 starts.
Number six, Jacksonville. Blake Bortles, Cody Kessler, Tanner Lee. Who was I looking for? I'm looking for Carolina. I guess they're not going to be on there because of Cam.
Cam's a top 10 quarterback.
He'll shoot him way up.
Number seven, the Bears, Mitch Trubisky, Chase Daniels, Tyler Bray. That's an awful quarterback situation. Oh, I guess Trubisky could still be something. The Redskins, number eight, Alex Smith, Colt McCoy, Kevin Hogan.
I think Alex Smith is one of the most underrated NFL players, period.
And number nine, because it's the nine worst quarterback situations in the NFL. Number nine, they've got the New York Giants. Eli Manning, Kyle Lauletta, Davis Webb, Alex Tanny.
Bro, there's some names on that list you just named I've never heard of in my life.
Literally, I've never heard of them.
Let's get him a little burn.
The Carolina Panthers guy that he mentioned, Tater Heineken.
Tater Heineken.
Who the hell's he? Where did he play?
No idea.
No. Nobody knows.
Idaho, probably. Tater.
That's not his name. It's Taylor.
Oh, Taylor.
Be cooler if it was Tater.
Gonna give you the next code word in about 6 or 7 minutes.
Old Dominion.
Old Dominion. Old Tater. Tater Heineken. Was rolling it up at Old Dominion.
Hey, he was born in Atlanta like Crowder.
Look at that.
Should I give my team the Jameis Winston E to W speech tonight?
Yes.
Look at you. You lit up, too.
You will go viral. You will go viral. I do want to hear you yell from the sideline tonight. Enough of that touchy, touchy, touchy. Feel on his assy, assy, assy.
I'm
going to
hit that.
Well,
I'm pulling it out.
Touchy, touchy, touchy. Feel on his assy, assy, assy.
Didn't I tell y'all to penetrate? Y'all over here touchy, touchy, touchy and feeling on assy, assy.
There you go.
Come on now.
But
penetrate.
Everybody's touchy, touchy, touchy. Feel on his assy, assy, assy.
Speaking of that, let me talk about the cheetah.
Yeah, I would touch and feel it a little bit in cheetah before.
Are you ready for some football? Kick off the preseason. I guess you did last week, but you can continue tonight. Preseason game number 2, Miami and Carolina. You can watch it. Football action, girls, and beer. Enjoy football season with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at any of the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs, Hallandale Beach, Pompano Beach, and Palm Beach. Watch all the action at Cheetah Hallandale in their ultra-high-tech sports lounge. No better place to watch football all season long than the Cheetah Clubs. You know you can receive free drinks, special offers, info on upcoming events by texting the word Cheetah and the number 1 to 72727. Also, make sure you like them on Facebook and Instagram. Your eyes will thank you later. Got to make the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can get to any Cheetah Club and enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6, so much more. And don't forget Cheetah Hallandale Beach. It's a state-of-the-art 14,000-square-foot entertainment complex. Perfect place tonight to watch football. Don't forget, they've got the separate sports lounge in there. Also, every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at all the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs, in the Biz Guests, enjoy 25% off their entire bar tab, free admission, plus enjoy $100 Svedka Vodka bottle specials. You can get all the info right now at CheetahSOFL.com.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Crowder, I was talking with Falero and Crowder during the break. Crowder was saying Falero says the word overmodulate too much when he's executive producing the Dolphins pregame broadcast, which is why I said overmodulate. But he's constantly in your headphones telling you that you're overmodulating.
Man, they gave him a title. Think about that. Executive producer. Man, he really goes in.
I just want the best sound. You're overmodulated sometimes in the mic, so I wanted to say it.
Crowder, move your mic away from your lips.
I don't talk like
Crowder,
that.
Crowder, move your mic closer to your lips.
We're arguing about it during the commercial break that he tells him too often that he's overmodulating. And then Falero responds to Crowder with, be a broadcaster, not a fraudcaster. Which was excellent. I love that.
Crowder, move your mic closer to your lips.
What? Why do I don't whisper in
you
your
do
ear.
You do whisper.
No,
and
I go,
people
Crowder,
can't hear me.
Move your mic away from
but
your
people
lips.
Can't hear you. So exactly. Then you whisper to me.
You let him executive produce.
You
executive produce the way you want to executive produce. And then you're the talent. Listen to your executive producer.
Cam Cameron was a head coach.
Listen,
see how that
man.
Went?
Well, you listen to him while he's out there.
I don't want to. He's what if Valero was a 1-15 executive producer?
I'm not.
I think he's 1-0 after
exactly.
1 week.
Exactly.
Come on. You didn't even listen.
I listened a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
You guys are on Yacht Rock Radio, right?
All you do is listen to 70s on 7 or some crap.
Yacht Rock Radio, man. So good. I was saying to them during the break, I really do think I want to bet this Dolphins-Panthers game tonight. And Crowder's like, well, what's the knowledge?
Most people have an angle. Most people have some kind of something.
Yeah.
You have nothing.
Here's my angle. And I don't think this is the worst. I think you kind of thought that this might be something. Ryan Tannehill's going to play a series, maybe two. Cam Newton's going to play a series, right? Maybe two at the most. So then after that, it comes down to the backup quarterbacks. And while Osweiler and Fales and Bryce Petty aren't the greatest, they all have, well, Osweiler has starting NFL experience.
Yes.
Petty, I don't know, did he ever start a game?
No, hell no.
You ever get into a game?
He might have got some cleanup time. Nobody's giving Bryce Petty the reins.
And David Fales, what did he do? He played in that Buffalo game for the Dolphins? Yeah. I think that was about it.
Played well, but just one game that meant nothing.
But we've never heard of the Carolina Panthers quarterbacks. So now I think I'm betting on the backups.
Bryce Petty started a couple games.
For the Jets?
Petty got some games.
Yeah, he started 7 games.
For the Jets?
Yeah.
Started?
Started.
What year was that?
2016, he started 4 games. And 2017, he started 3 games.
What's his NFL career total?
7 games started?
Oh, like, no, what? No,
win-loss.
Oh, win-loss. Okay. Doesn't say it here. I got to find it.
Hmm. Does that make you change your mind? You got 7 starts under his belt.
I think it makes me feel even more confident that the Dolphins plus 3 is the play tonight. I feel stupid, too.
Getting their backup defense versus their backup defense. It just goes too deep, man. It's really, you said it. It's a scratch-off.
There's 5 games tonight.
6.
1-6.
There you go. There you go, Bryce.
Ooh.
Bryce, penetrate.
Well, let's give it some context, though. We didn't have a lot of weapons.
4 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
How you like your context game when it's not in your favor, when it's not in the Ryan Tannehill?
You know what? I forgot that. Sue and Wake almost killed Bryce Petty a couple
years
back.
That's right. They crunched him. I mean, he had half his body going one way and half his body going the other.
So, yes, let's not bet on
this. I think I want to make a 5-team parlay tonight. There's 5 preseason games.
I'm with you.
No,
yes,
you're not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not happily with him, but
you're
with
me.
You got to ride the train.
Giants at Lions.
Yeah, Lions. Kyle Lauletta at quarterback.
For who?
For the
These games would be great if it was something.
Giants at Lions. Lions are 3-point favorites. Chiefs at Falcons. Falcons are getting 2.5. Is Matt Ryan not playing?
No, but at Falcons and Patrick Mahomes is the young quarterback. Like, there's a lot of question marks in Kansas City. Just, honestly, not a lot of question marks. Just the quarterback is a question mark in KC.
No, but KC's the favorite. They're a 2.5-point favorite at Atlanta.
Hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Is Matt Ryan not playing?
No, but to your point,
they say they are. But Matt, a quarter.
But Matt Ryan's going to play 2 series, and then everybody else is getting it. And KC got some talent.
You got the Browns are hosting the Bills. Ooh,
I love the Browns.
I like them too because of Hard Knocks. Ooh,
Hard Knocks.
No, but the Bills are bad, right? Josh Allen, again, I'm basing it on what Jalen Ramsey, one line in GQ magazine. But Josh Allen didn't look great.
No.
And
he missed
Nathan
a wide
Peterman,
open touchdown.
We know Nathan Peterman's trash.
Who 5 picks in
and
a
who
half.
Else? A.J. McCarron?
A.J. McCarron.
And Cleveland. Baker Mayfield looked good.
And Baker's going to play a lot.
Tyrod Taylor looked good.
Tyrod.
Yeah, it was on Hard Knocks. That's how you pronounce his name.
Tyrod.
I think it's Tyrod.
It's Tyrod.
Did he
Mina
say
Kimes from ESPN found out from his father that it's Tyrod.
Daddy named him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
Exactly.
His daddy said Tyrod.
His daddy said Tyrod.
Oh, I would let him if his daddy said Tyrod.
The 4th string quarterback called him Tyrod, and they did some checking the next day on one of the sports sites, and he says, indeed, his name is Tyrod, that everyone calls him Tyrod.
Yeah, let's listen to the 4th-string quarterback on the Browns.
Okay, let's
dad.
Listen to you.
It's his dad.
Gotta go with his dad.
I like the Browns -3 tonight. I think
HBO series pulled me into losing money.
Dude, did Baker you hear Mayfield's what I said? Good.
And Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod.
You don't know the man's name. And
Don't know the man's name.
Jarvis Landry speech. Is that what got you going? Come on, man. No. Don't let this happen to us, man. We're up, Hawk. We're up. We got some bread in the bank now.
I think I'm going heavy Cleveland tonight. I'm not kidding
Heavy Cleveland.
Heavy Cleveland.
You don't want to wait until the games matter where people care about
this
the outcome?
This one matters.
I'm in.
To who?
It's to Rod.
To who?
Yeah.
Don't do this to me.
to Rod.
They got good backup quarterbacks.
I think that's
Baker,
the play.
Mayfield,
I think that's the play. I'm telling you. I think that's the play.
I actually heard Drew Stanton.
He might be the backup.
He's going to be the backup. Baker's third string is what the report was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
But to your point, then Baker plays a lot because he's third string. So now you have a whole second half of Baker Mayfield. No, hell no. Don't man pull me over here with y'all.
We're going to have the Dolphins tonight plus three. We're going to have the Browns minus three. Maybe a couple parlays as well. Saints-Cardinals is the late game, late being 8 o'clock. Saints are 5-point favorites over the Cardinals.
I don't like the Dolphins bet.
All right, we'll heavy up on the problem is if I don't bet the Dolphins at all, then I'm literally going to spend my Friday night watching a Cleveland Browns preseason game while not paying any attention to the Dolphins because my money's going to be on that game. So I have to have at least a little vested interest in the Dolphins game.
I'll tell you why, because Carolina, I said earlier in the show, is a physical team. They're front seven and they run the ball. The Dolphins did not strike me as a physical team when they played last week.
All right, you've talked me into it. I'm going to bet the game, but we've got Panthers minus three now. I'm glad we talked it out.
That's not good, what man. I was
we
doing.
We talked it out.
That wasn't my point.
We talked. Thank you, Coach.
Come on, Mark. Penetrate.
Hey, we can all agree, and we just talked about it. Football season is here. Teams are raring to go. Fans are ready to go, and we all know it's all about the you, and it's all about Deal Volvo. Deal has been selling Volvo models for almost 30 years on Bird Road, and you know where it is. It's just off US 1, right near the U. Deal Volvo, the location is awesome. Selection is great. The service department is great. And I know, what is it? It's Friday today. A lot of people do their car shopping on the weekends. What's most important? I know what it is. Prices. And Deal Volvo has the best prices. It's the model year-end sales event. There are great deals on all remaining 2018 Volvo models. Discounted with great leases and low finance rates. You can enjoy the luxury, performance, and safety of a new Volvo at the best prices of the year. So if you're car shopping this weekend, you head on over to Deal Volvo. Check out the 2018 XC60, the 2018 World Car of the Year winner, or the 2018 XC90, the most awarded luxury SUV of the century. Plus, the 2019 models have arrived and are ready for immediate delivery. For the best prices and service, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about. The D-E-E-L. They will take great care of you this weekend. They're at US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. You can call them at 305-444-2222 or visit their website, dealvolvocars.com.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
It's an abbreviated Hockman and Crowder program because in 10 minutes, it is Dolphins game night. You all right?
Loosen my damn teeth.
Did you drop your phone onto your teeth?
Oh, and bust it straight in my mouth, man.
You ever do that when you're in bed? Now, Crowder was laying on the floor here, which is disgusting in itself, but he's laying on the floor and he's holding his phone, you know, in one hand above his head, and he dropped the phone and it like cracked his, and his teeth are, I mean, they're
hey,
like.
Hey, just tell the story. You always want to put some extra details in the story. Just tell the story.
It's like levees. They're protecting. They have a significant amount of protection, but every now and then they'll get breached.
You know how every superhero has their weakness? Like, I think I have so many good attributes that God was like, hey, man.
Give you some effed up teeth.
Hell with your mouth. I don't know. Why'd he do that to me?
But, yeah, he dropped his phone right on his face. Man, you all right? Hurt. You okay?
It hurt. All right. And I grind my teeth, too. Bad.
Somebody texts in, UM's indoor practice facility opened this morning. Yes, it did. Very excited about that.
Is it like a bubble or is it a whole facility? Like,
remember, we were out there. We did that broadcast. It's a facility where, like, Mark Richt's got the balcony that he can look down on the practice as it's going on.
Oh, so it's a real deal.
It's the real deal.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
So they started today.
Honestly, to be honest, and I know I mess with the Canes all the time. I'm a Gator and we have the whole thing going. I'm happy that they're trying to keep up.
Yeah, you have to have something like that. And especially, I'm guessing, you know, when they went out and got Mark Richt, it was like, you know, to bring you here, what's it going to take? Well, it's going to take this, this. Also, we really need to modernize our facilities. And
yes.
And I would imagine being in South Florida, like to lose practice time. I was reading some article about FAU. Now, FAU's not building an indoor practice facility anytime soon. But I'm sure Lane Kiffin's like, I can't believe how many practices we're losing to weather here. Like, that's,
yeah.
It's got to be and I'm sure it's limited practices just by NCAA rules anyway.
And just on the tours. Like, an 18-year-old kid is, that means something to them.
Yeah.
Me and you aren't walking into a facility saying, oh, I'm coming here to, oh, I get to have a two-story facility. We don't care. But an 18-year-old, Alabama, I just read this morning, they just redid their facilities, and they're putting another $600 million into it next year or something. Like, they're trying to stay ahead. You have to keep up. It means something to these recruits.
So, UM, getting it done. What are we, like, 15 days away from...
From Canes?
Yeah.
I think it's 16.
16 days?
Yeah.
I'm very excited for that.
Same.
This is gonna be on us before you know it. Like, we're on the cusp here. Got a little football tonight.
And to jump out with LSU.
But that's going to be fun, man.
No lead-up games.
No, we're jumping in.
Yeah. That's what, honestly.
And
but when
Jerry's world. I mean, we're jumping in.
When you're a top 10
Joe
preseason.
Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. are already there.
I hope not. When you're a top 10 preseason team, that's what you get. You don't have no warm-up prep games. You got to jump into that fire, and I like it.
Somebody just tweeted at me, you just convinced me to parlay Miami and Cleveland. Mm. The Miami one we're a little trepidatious on. The Cleveland Browns bet tonight, I am all in on. Every now and then, a bet jumps out of you. I am telling you, I have handicapped this as we conversed. Browns -3 tonight in Cleveland. That is the play.
And their starting receiver will probably play the whole game, Antonio Callaway, as a punishment.
He did last week.
Craziest punishment I ever heard of.
I'm telling you, I love that bet. Browns -3. Get it in early because I'm about to put so much on it. I'm going to move that line.
Oh, goodness. Just leave my money alone.
Your money's with my money.
I know.
Good luck tonight, Crowder. Me. Channing Crowder, coaching debut tonight for U School. He will be prowling the sidelines against Aronde Gadsden and Pat Surtain and Heritage. And if you haven't seen Crowder in his coaching getup, check out Eric Falero's Twitter feed. E-R-I-C-K-F-A-L-E-R-O, Crowder, which we learned yesterday via Ancestry.com, is 64% white. He is 100% white on the sideline tonight, man. Wait till you see his look. Blue Dickies, some New Balance, white socks, a Sansa belt. He's got a belt where Tree even looked at him and said, what kind of belt are you wearing?
Couldn't find my click belt.
Tree wears a click belt. When you're wearing a belt that you can order via an 800 number on TV.
I'm going to look good on this sideline, too.
Something wrong. So good luck tonight. We're rooting for you. Channing Crowder, he's hanging out next along with Chris Whittingham. Oh, look at that. That's my Friday end of the show song because I'm done. I'm gassed, too.
You going home?
I'm going home.
Yeah, he had a tough show today.
Tough show, man. Hour and a half today. Yeah. Rough. Dolphins game night is coming your way next. Go Dolphins. Inexplicably, go Browns. Explicably, if you understand and listen to the show.
Love that money.
Executive producer Eric Falero has planned a great Dolphins game night, which starts 5 minutes from now. They'll lead you all the way up until kickoff at 7:30 this evening. You will hear it right here. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. We will speak with you on El Lunes.
Come on, Acosta. Penetrate.
Good luck, Colt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.